This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. Liberia joins the rest of the world to celebrate World No Tobacco Day today. It has been celebrated under the theme, Tobacco, a Threat to Development. It will propose measures that governments and the public should take to promote health and development by confronting the global tobacco crisis. The celebration will demonstrate the threats that the tobacco industry poses to the sustainable development of all countries, including the health and economic well-being of their citizens. Every year on May 31, WHO and partners mark World No Tobacco Day, WNTD, highlighting the health and additional risks associated with tobacco use and advocating for effective policies to reduce tobacco consumption. Liberian police say they will institute traffic regulation along the Monrovia-Rabbitsfield Road beginning today. The measure is in anticipation of the 51st Summit of Heads of State of ECOWAS expected to convene in Liberia this weekend. Police Inspector General Gregory Coleman said as part of the measure, the route will be closed to all heavy-duty trucks beginning tomorrow to the weekend. Addressing the specially arranged MICAD meeting Tuesday, Gregory Coleman said even though there will be inconveniences during this period, the action is aimed at protecting the VIPs attending the event. Inspector General Colonel Gregory Coleman was quick to point out that ambulances will be no exception to the rules. The County Health Officer of Grand Cape Mount County wants government and partners to revamp the St. Jay Health Center. The county health officer told on the radio the health center needs a functional operating theater to provide basic services to women in labor. Dr. Jimmy Brewer emphasized the need for government to provide accommodation for staff members and equip the center with electricity, water, and fence the building. At the same time, the Grand Cape Mount County Health Officer is appealing to the government to provide health practitioners for health facilities constructed by the community without the knowledge of the Ministry of Health. Dr. Brewer wants the government to also provide drugs for said facilities. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The White House Communications Director has resigned only 3 months after being hired by President Donald Trump. Mike Dubke, an experienced Republican strategist, was hired in March to revamp the White House media strategy. As part of the shakeup, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer will reportedly hold onto his position, but there will be fewer media briefings. The reshuffle follows reports of disarray in the White House communications team. According to Axios News, a politics website which first reported his exit, Mr. Dubke tendered his resignation on May 18 and is leaving on good terms. And 7 people have died and a woman is in intensive care after undergoing kidney dialysis treatment at a hospital in northern Vietnam. The incident happened at Hoa Binh Province General Hospital, west of the capital Hanoi, on Monday. 18 people were being treated when some felt sick and breathless. 6 patients died on Monday afternoon and another later that night. Vietnamese authorities have launched a criminal investigation. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I am Barberson Harris. Good morning.